Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast. I hope you guys are doing lovely. Hope this week has been a good week. And today I really wanted to touch base on something that is so truly important, and it is to trust yourself. I wanted to touch base on the different ways that we can learn to trust ourselves and why we stop trusting ourselves or why we've never trusted ourselves before. Thinking back to when I was younger, I am able to reflect on the way that I used to feel, and I know that I did not trust myself because I didn't have the ability to understand what intuition was, or a lot of times I couldn't trust people surrounding me. So when you can't trust everyone around you, it's almost like you don't really know how to trust and you don't trust yourself. Things like mistakes, failures, and bad decisions can put us or take us away from the main goal to trust ourselves. When we feel betrayed by other people and we self-sabotage good things in our lives, or we're going through toxic relationships, or we're so focused on what society is saying and what society wants us to be, then we lose that sense of self. We lose that sense of trust within ourselves of who we are and what we could be and what the future holds for us. Lack of self-awareness or like self-compassion can really hurt our trusting process. It hurts the way that we perceive ourselves or the way we look at ourselves. Self-doubt has always been a huge problem for me. I feel like when I was growing up, when you grow up in environments where you're not really heard or listened to because adults think that they are right and younger people are not, like they don't have a voice per se, that takes a toll on you, because as you grow older, you go into life thinking that you don't get to speak up or your opinions don't matter if you're not grown, or the older adults always know everything, which is not the case at all. Just because someone is older does not necessarily mean that they're wiser or they know everything. People don't know everything, and it's okay for you to step up and say, hey, I know this, I understand this. And if you are in the correct room, if you are around the right people and good people, they're always going to stop and listen to you. They're always going to be able to give you that space and that comfort and that reassurance that, hey, you can be right and you can be knowledgeable, you can be wise. What you speak could be truth. It does not necessarily mean that because someone is older, they know more or they know better. Yes, a lot of life's lessons and knowledge comes from experiences. So a younger person can have more experiences than an older person sometimes. Just depends on the type of life that they've lived and how they grew up. You have trusting issues for yourself. You have this fear of making the wrong decisions. You have the fear of making decisions at all, and just in general, because you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe that you have the capacity to choose and to make a correct decision. And that comes from lack of self-confidence and believing that you're worth it. And even the idea of relying on other people to validate us can hurt our trust for ourselves. Because if we're constantly trying to seek that validation from other people, that means that we don't have that validation and that trust and that comfort within ourselves. Don't get me wrong, having validation from other people can be beautiful, and it could be nice. So a lot of times you sit here and you're like, okay, I know that I am a good person, or I know that I am wise, I have this knowledge, I am capable, I'm smart, I'm courageous, I know all of these things. So it is nice when other people are able to pick that out. It's nice when other people are able to sit there and be like, hey, you're a great freaking person and I can see that. That it's beautiful. But you shouldn't, as a human who is trying to learn to trust themselves, you shouldn't sit there and wait for the validation. The validation will come when it comes, but that shouldn't be your source of, oh, this will boost me, this will make me feel better. You should be your only source to make yourself feel better. The number one key thing to do is to forgive yourself. Just acknowledge your past mistakes without punishing yourself. Forgive yourself, because at the time, you only knew what you knew. You were younger, maybe you were a younger version of yourself. And hey, maybe you weren't, maybe it was like a couple days ago. But you were still a younger version of yourself, just 3 days before. You can be knowledgeable the next day. that's a joke, obviously. But yeah, guys, if you start with forgiving yourself, no matter what it was or what it is that you felt like you did wrong, start with forgiveness. Because you're giving yourself grace when you are forgiving yourself. Reconnect with your intuition. And the way that you can do that is by making small decisions to help you rebuild that trust in yourself. Making little tiny decisions. It doesn't have to be anything major, nothing crazy. It could be to take a walk. That's a decision. It sounds silly, but it's small. You're trying to commit to something. Keep promises to yourself. If you tell yourself you're going to do something, or let's say you tell yourself you're going to commit to the gym 3 times a week, commit yourself to 3 times a week, because even if you think you believe it or not, you're slowly building that confidence in yourself. You're building that trust in yourself because you're keeping that promise. No one else is going to come and save you from that. No one else is going to come and be like, hey, get up and go to the gym 3 times a day. You were the one who made that promise to yourself, then you should be the one who gets up and takes yourself to that point. Remind yourself to distance yourself from people who are not good for you and who make you doubt yourself. There's plenty of people that are here to just simply do that. They're there to... And a lot of times, it doesn't come from a bad place. It comes from who they are and how they feel about themselves. Again, everybody's here trying to figure it out. Everyone's here trying to heal themselves. I wouldn't say everyone, but I'm saying eventually we figure it out. And we're like, okay, we need to heal this part of ourselves. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying, oh, just like be nasty to people and like you're making me doubt myself, and just, you don't have to be nasty about distancing yourself. Just pull yourself away respectfully and do your thing, because you don't want to be surrounded by people who make you doubt who you are and what you are. Be yourself 100%. The right people will come to you. You will attract the right people when you're being completely yourself. If you are afraid to be yourself, then you will continue to attract the wrong people. But if you're not afraid to just be completely who you are and who you were made to be, then the right people will definitely come. You'll meet amazing new people. Being able to accept yourself and your responsibilities and your failures is so important. Do not blame yourself when you take a wrong turn or when you do something wrong. Everything's a learning process. Life is a learning process. Just take it with grace and trust that you will make it out to the other side. Being able to learn how to listen to yourself again is key to trusting yourself. And the way that you can do that is by journaling, reflecting on things that happened in the past, because then you understand what happened and how you could have fixed it. But I'm not saying look back so that you could be like, oh, I should have done this differently. If not, that if you were put in that position again in the future, then you would know how to handle that situation. And another thing is paying attention to gut feeling and anxiety-driven thoughts, because those are two different things. And at first, I didn't really understand how to do that, because I used to have the worst anxiety. I've learned how to control it. I've learned ways to make it less loud. But now I've been able to understand your gut feeling is in your belly. That is your gut feeling. And the more you practice it and really start to understand your body and the way that it reacts and the way that it thinks and the way that it does things, you will understand, like, that's a gut feeling, or wait, that's just anxiety. Gut feeling in your belly. Anxiety is usually on your chest. So that's why when I know I have anxiety now, I start to get chest pains. It's more of a chest feeling, like my heart is hurting. When I have a gut feeling, my stomach is just like, ugh. And I know a lot of people are like, well, when I have anxiety, my stomach hurts as well. It's a different feeling. If you start to pay attention to anxiety and gut feelings, it's not the same feeling at all. Anxiety feeling in your stomach makes you feel sick. Gut feeling doesn't really make you feel sick. It's more like an instinct, like an intuition. It's telling you, it's letting you know, it's warning you. Like, this is what it is. And lastly, self-compassion will be your friend throughout this journey of trusting yourself. Speak kindly to yourself. Speak to yourself the way you would speak to a friend. And if you are a good friend, then you should be speaking to yourself very kindly, gently, softly, with love, with care, with understanding. It's important to understand that failing is part of growth. If there was no failure in life, then you would not be growing. And I know failure sometimes feels so hard and so achy and so disgusting. None of us wants to feel it. But if you just trust the process and think to yourself, failing is an opportunity to learn. Failing is an opportunity to grow. And if you just think about it in that way, you will see that your brain and your mind will be so much nicer to yourself. And then again, make sure you celebrate small wins. That builds confidence over time. Even if it's not a huge win, it's still a win. A win is a win. Whether it's small or big, you're still winning. Be gentle to yourself. Be graceful to yourself. You are your friend. And again, if you are a great friend, then you should be treating yourself as you are, you know, as you would a friend. Be gentle. Stay graceful and trust yourself because you're beautiful and you deserve to be happy and you deserve to have a quiet mind. You deserve to have a happy life and you deserve to have everything good. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and if you really liked it, make sure you give it a thumbs up. You hit that follow button, and thank you for listening. Have a great day.